I just wanted to thank God. I will praise him from everlasting,
everlasting to everlasting.
Everlasting to everlasting, you have confessed this morning that you will bless him, that you will praise him, that you will honor him. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thank him, thank him, thank him for the protection. Thank him for food on your table. Thank him because you are not with cap in hand on the street begging for food. You have a roof over your head. Thank him for joining masses. Thank him, thank him, thank him for great and mighty things that he has done in your life. Just reflect back, just reflect back. So many times when God will speak to you and yet you will say no, and you will go your own way. Yet, when you go back to him, he gives you peace, he gives you joy, he gives you favor. He never said, Shebi, I told you. The one that never rejects us. What a merciful God. What a powerful God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the spirit of humility, spirit of love, spirit of joy, spirit of unity in your church. Thank you, Father. The spirit to work for you, to minister at your altar is a privilege. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on this Sunday. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. You have shown us the way. You have told us that you are the truth and the life. And we have accepted it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Some people are still running around looking for the truth when the truth is right here. Some people are still around looking for the way when you have already set our own feet on the way. Ah, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Brethren, before we sit down, look at Psalm 24, verses 7 to 8. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. We are going to pray. Father, let me experience your greatness, your strength, your might in all points of my challenges. In every area of my challenge, in every area of my life, I will experience your greatness. I will experience your strength. I will experience your might. I will experience your love in the mighty name of Jesus. From this day, there shall be no need to ask who or where is my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, from this day, when people see me, they will know that I serve a living God. Yes, Lord. Isaiah 28, verse 2 to 3 says, behold, the Lord had a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The cloud of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under our feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. We are going to pray, Father, let your word do something new in my life today. Give me a discerning heart, a hearing ear, an eyes that can see beyond my nose, Lord. I receive understanding of your word. And I declare, oh Lord, that from today I shall be a doer of your word. I will not only be a reader and a listener, but I shall be a doer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. My Father, my God, we come before you this morning because nothing is impossible for you. We appreciate you for what you have done. We thank you for your protection that you have given unto us. Glory and honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you. You can have your seat. Tell your neighbor, is God your GPS? We all know what GPS is. It's part and parcel of what we use in modern day. Let's open our Bibles. Numbers 22, it's a very long passage. Verses 1 to 34. I will just paraphrase what happened there. It was the story of Balaam and Balak. Balaam was the priest. And God told him, there was a beautiful, you know, award that came from the king, Balak. Come, do this for me, and I will do this for you. He didn't want to miss that gift. And he decided to change the direction. He decided to override God's GPS. You will not override God's GPS in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Overriding God's GPS. Global system, global positioning system. I'm sure that's the meaning. Good. Many of us will override it. Many cases nowadays, you discover that our devices, you know, our phones, they are so, even the cars that we drive, they have this technology. You know, the manufacturers has built into it a lot of more intelligence to connect with real time, to connect real time to the satellites, to obtain traffic situations along our path, and to, you know, find alternative routes to avoid delays of our time, or to avoid delays in our journey. I remember in one of my trips, the new GPS diverted me to another route that I know very well, you know. And it said I should take that alternate route. What I said, no, no, I said, no, 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 I cannot do that. Why would the GPS tell me to take an unknown route when I know where I'm going very well? When I know that once I go through this highway, I'll just exit over there and I get to where we are going. And I ignore it. And I headed straight to the highway. The GPS tried a number of times to redirect me, but I just ignore it. I refuse. Until I got to this traffic on this highway, you know, and I wasted several hours in that traffic. Not only was my journey delayed, my knee was also hurting due to the number of times I had to use my brake pedal in the traffic. And it was that time I was driving that one old Toyota Corolla manual. So it wasn't a funny story. So the overall result was that it was very painful. And I said to myself, how I wish I had followed the GPS. Please, when we reach home, I want us to read that passage. I don't want to waste time. That's why I didn't read that passage. Numbers 22, verses 1 to 4. Please, read it. 1 to 34, rather. When we get to home, please read it. So each time I think deeply about this experience, I'm reminded of our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Many of us are still learners, we know that, trying to recognize the voice of God. But there are instances when we felt that God was leading us in one direction and we override him. And then we would do our own. In most cases, we want to take that well-known path. How, in those times, did this thing turn out? Usually it's really very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. How did we react to the outcomes? We blame it on the devil. Oh, it is the work of the devil. I will give you an example. Gio said when he was still a lecturer at the University of Lagos, he was living in Onike. Onike to the second gate of the University of Lagos is just less than a mile. You know, and as he was leaving home, the Holy Spirit told him, don't go through that route. go through Sabo, then through Yaba, and enter through the first gate. He said, God, what are you trying to tell me? I am going for a board of studies meeting. They are starting in the next 30 minutes. I need to be there. He said, that day, because he was just still a baby Christian, you know, trying to grow very well. He said that day, he ignored that GPS that God gave him. He said, that is too far. This is where I'm going. I just go through and I enter through the second gate and I'm in the university. And then I will be there to attend the Board of Studies meeting. And then he said he was also the course advisor to that graduating, to those graduating year, final year, which the Board of Studies was about to take and approve. So all the details were in his car. The result have been calculated, everything has been printed inside his car. And lo and behold, while the Holy Spirit told him to go to Sabo, Yaba, what's the name of that road, that university road? I can't remember that road anymore. And then enter through the first gate. He said, no, I have to go through Unike, which is just a mile to my house here, and then I will be in the second gate. He said, when this traffic, you know, is it jam or traffic hold up? When this ghost no held him, he was blaming himself. In fact, at the end of the day, the board met. They decided that that result cannot be taken because the course coordinator is not there. Nobody has any copy to decide. And they postponed the meeting. He said he felt so ashamed of himself. Despite the fact that God has told him, don't take that route. So since that time, once the Holy Spirit says something, he follows. May we have the grace to always listen to the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. In that passage in Numbers chapter 22, King Balak sent messages to Prophet Balaam to come quickly, to place a curse on Israel, so he, Balak, could defeat them and instead drive them out of the plains of Moab, his country. You will remember that these people are cousins anyway. The Moabites are the children of Lot. I hope you know. The Moabites and the Ammonites. So the messengers, those are the elders of Moab, came to Balaam with their consultation, fee, and placed it before Balaam and delivered to the king's message. As a true prophet should do, Balaam told the elders straight to their side. So stay overnight while I consulted my God. I cannot do this thing on my own. I have to consult God. Okay, it's good. So in verse 12, the Bible says, God specifically told Balaam to not to go with them and to not attempt to curse the Israel because they are what? They are blessed. Balaam was not happy with what God said. Why? Why do you think he wasn't happy? Yeah, he was not happy. And I don't think I am speculating. You know, because he was thinking he's going to lose that handsome reward that the king, Balak, has promised him. Ah! The man has promised me $1 million. Ah! God, you have to approve this triple. $1 million? Eh? So Balaam began to manipulate his way, went and resisted so heavily that the angel of God, until the angel of God, you know, spoke to him. Spoke to the donkey. You know, and let's look at it. When you refuse to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and you have to hear the voice of a donkey, do you think that guy is normal again? That means right there, because he did not listen to God, he became a madman. That's my own interpretation. If you can now hear mosquitoes talking, or you can hear goats talking, you will know that individual is no more normal. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So when we miss the original route that the GPS calculated for us, some versions require to relocate, you know that, and the route too. But some will only tell you that they are recalculating, rerouting you, and God is also doing the same. God did the same with Balaam. He kept on going to God. God said, no. Okay, if you go and read that passage, he prepared that altar slaughter seven animals, and there are seven rams and a goat. You know, about 14 animals slaughtered there. Then he went back, God said, no. He said, okay, you know what? Let me prepare another altar here. Prepare another altar there. Slaughter all those animals. I said, let me see what God will say. God also said, no. So the angel of God tried to reroute him to go back home by standing in his way 3 times. And he kept overriding him by beating his donkey to move on. The angel of God was saying, so the road was becoming so thin, so narrow. God was closing the road against him so that he can go back. But what was he doing? He was beating the donkey. No? So in most cases, the more you override our GPS, the longer the time to complete our journey, you know, on earth. We don't have to. When we override the Holy Spirit, we may not know it, but we are delaying the intended results of our petition before God. God is saying this is the way to go, but we are overruling him by saying we know the way. We do not need directions. How can we ignore God's directions to our solution and yet blame him or blame the devil for not arriving at our destination? And that's what many of us do. We are, it's the devil. Oh, God didn't answer my prayer. Whereas God has told you, no way there. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. In several ways, we are all fall short of this. We are all victims of this. When the angel of God cornered Balaam's donkey the third time, and there was just no way to proceed, the Bible says that the donkey lay down and refused to move further. Consider your GPS. When you ignore it continuously, and there's no other chance of rerouting you to your destination, what does the GPS tell you? When possible, say, make a U-turn. When possible, it will say, make a U-turn. That's what it will be telling us. So the GPS keeps repeating this until you make that U-turn or until you are sufficiently lost and end up in an undesired destination. Likewise, there are times when the Holy Spirit has tried to guide us and we refuse. He has no choice than to let us do whatever pleases us. Needless to say that the results of that disobedience to God are always undesirable. It's always undesirable. Praise the Lord. So what we are saying here this morning is that it may be a small thing to override or overrule our GPS. After all, it is human intelligence built into a computer to guide our road path. Unfortunately, my sisters and my brothers, it is not a small thing to override the Holy Spirit when he's trying to give us direction or he's trying to take us through a pathway. Imagine if God is saying, don't marry that girl. She's a Christian. She sings very well in the choir. She's this, she's that. And then you marry and problem starts. Is that not a lifelong problem? Several of us, we are falling victim of that. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. It is not good to override God's GPS. Once the Holy Spirit says, do this, let's leave everything to the Holy Spirit. Let's follow that instruction. Praise the Lord. Our God is all-knowing. Our God is the one that sees and the end from the beginning. And it sees everything in between. Everything we are going through is going to see it. There's no doubt that our needs are genuine. They are sometimes critical. And we need God to help us. There's no doubt about that. But do we listen to him? So we should therefore not at the same time struggle with him about the best way to attain the result. If God says, this is how the result is going to be, let's just accept it and follow that path. But in many cases, we don't do that. We think we know more than God. God knows the beginning, the end from the beginning. We may think that we have enough experience on the field and that we know our ways. But the fact is that we know nothing because God works in what? Different, sometimes mysterious ways. The ways of our Lord is not the ways of man at all. So if we must receive answer from God, brethren, we must be willing to allow him to be in command. And we must follow him without doubt. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether I've given you this something before. When I was in Netherlands, I have a friend here then. He's still here somewhere in Maryland. Very good friend of mine. You know, he was in Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia, he found his way to America. So one day we were speaking about it. He said, look, you need to come to America and see everything. That those things you are seeing in Netherlands, they are just small. Come and see. Okay. I finished the course. I went back to Nigeria. The first thing was to put papers together. A letter of admission came from University of Maryland to start my PhD. But a letter was there. How do I pay? So somebody is to sign a letter of undertaking that is going to be responsible for my school fees, or I show evidence that I have the money, or that I have the scholarship. So I sent the paper to my friend. I told my friend, you know what? Just notarize this paper and give it to them. When I come in, I will settle myself. Don't worry about that. But God has a different plan. What was my plan? I will get here. I will know how to get about my papers. I will fine-tune my papers. Then I will invite my wife and children. Is it that so easy? But that was what I have in my head. That as a PhD student, it won't take me 6 months. But about 9 months, my family will join me. Meanwhile, I wasn't born again. My friend I was coming to was not born again. You can imagine the disaster that would have happened to me and to the family. So what happened was that my friend got that paper as God will have his way. My friend did not act on that paper. And I thought it was a big deal. But that was why he didn't act on it. Until I got here, I discovered that what he needed to do just to take the paper to a currency exchange for $1. It is true, he would have done that, take the paper to a currency exchange with $1, send it back to me. They will have sent my I-20. They give us I-20 that time at the embassy. So I just go to the embassy and got my I-20 visa. And I will arrive in America, raw. Not born again. Wife and children at home. And this somebody, when he sees a woman, Ari Abu Masho, I don't know how to put that in English. Praise the Lord. So God knows what he was doing. And this thing coming did not come. By the time we were now coming, it was very easy with the entire family. Now I am now refined because I'm born again. With the entire family. And with green card directly from Nigeria. I didn't even know how important it is until I got here. And people will come and they will be giving testimony. I said, what is special in green card? Somebody said, you don't know anything. Because you came directly with it from Nigeria. That is why you don't know. We got our green card even before the Social Security card came out. So God has GPS for each and every one of us, which we must try to follow. Okay? So that when we follow it, we see the result. Beautiful, because God knows. But many of us don't want to. And that is what usually leads to problems. Problems will never be our way in the mighty name of Jesus. If we must receive answers from God, I'm repeating it, we must be willing to allow him to be in command, and we must follow him without doubts. This morning, I want us to arise, and we pray. First of all, we are going to pray for forgiveness for how you, myself, have taken control of my life instead of following the direction of God. Lord, I have taken, there are so many instances, instead of following your direction, I follow my own way of thinking. I told you of a story. Everybody was making money on the internet. Okay? I was introduced to it. And I lost $10,000. I told you the story. Because I refused to follow God's direction. Because the moment I committed my mind to do that thing, the vision and the dreams I was having was that it's not possible. And I keep on telling God, but Pastor So-so has already built house in Nigeria because of this thing. Pastor So-so bought cars because of this internet business. God was telling me it's a fraud, don't go there. Until I lost that 10,000. Pray that God, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me for following my own direction instead of your direction, Lord. Forgive me. Pray that, Father, give me the grace that from today, I will no more argue with you. I will no more argue with you from now henceforth. I will act in complete surrender to you and watch as you take me through your plan in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word says the thought you have towards me is thought of peace, not of evil, to give me an expected end. Father, I will follow you. I pray that the peace of God will overflow my heart as I surrender my entire being to you, Lord. Grace to follow you, I receive. Grace to follow you, I receive. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to follow you. Never again to say no to you. Never again to say no to your direction. In the name of Jesus. Not following God's word has always led to disaster. Brethren, not following God's direction has always led to disaster. Help me, Lord, that I will surrender my entire being unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to pray for our children that they will follow God's instruction in their life. That our children will not be source of ridicule to the name of the Lord. First of all, I want us to thank God for the children of this church. Something happened in my neighborhood. A parent, carelessly, I don't know how he did it, left the gun, and the boy got hold of it and used it to shoot somebody. Brethren, the Lord did not say it was the boy that shot somebody. They came, they arrested the man. They said, criminal what? Negligence. How come you allow your son to have access to the gun in the house? I'm not saying it's not good for you to have a gun in the house. It's your right. But look at what. So the boy was taken away. The father was taken away. The father was there for almost 3 or 6 months. No, 3 to 4 months before he was released back. The boy is still there. I want you to pray that our children will follow God's direction. They will not go astray. Male and female. Evil environmental forces will not have effect upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. My son will not bring ridicule to the name of the Lord. My son will not put me into trouble. Pray. The children of your womb will not put you into trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. They will follow God's direction for their lives. The Spirit of God will reside in them. Evil forces will never be their portion. Evil forces will not override them. Spirit of God's guidance, Spirit of God's peace will reside in their life. This man, I'm sure he must have lost his job by now. Imagine you are away from your job for 4 months. Did he sin against God? No. Did he do something that, criminal negligence? It can happen to any one of us. But it's just the grace of God that we are surviving. Pray your son will not, your children will not bring disgrace to the name of the Lord. They will not put you into trouble. They will not bring shame upon you. For our grandchildren, for our children, our generations yet unborn, the Spirit of God, the peace of the Lord will forever be upon them. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Once again, you will pray. Father, direct my footsteps. This week, as I go, I will not reroute the route that you have given, that you have for me. This week and for the rest of my life.
Shall be well with him, O Lord. Shall be well with his family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every of her this is desire. The Lord will grant it to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.